Hello, my name is Elizabeth Oldfield, but this is not a normal episode of The Sacred. As you may know, if you've ever listened right to the end of the credits, and well done you, The Sacred is a project of the religion think tank Theos. And here in the office, we're gearing up for our annual lecture this very evening, Wednesday the 27th of November, with the amazing Sally Phillips. Regular listeners will know that Sally was a guest on The Sacred over a year ago, and her episode is still one of our most popular and most listened to episodes. So instead of this week's episode, we wanted to bring you the audio from the lecture, but you will have realised it doesn't exist yet. So it will be popping into your feed in a few days' time once we've cleaned it all up. Also coming up in the coming weeks and months for you to get excited about, we'll have episodes with Danny Finkelstein, Mark Vernon, Ruth Hunt, Charles Moore and Elizabeth Alker, as well as a special second birthday edition in which former guest Ian Dunt turns the tables and interviews me, which I'm already feeling quite nervous about. In the meantime, because you don't get an episode for a few days, I wanted to do something a bit different and read you a poem. Because poetry, I'm increasingly finding, is good for the soul. And it doesn't feel like an easy season, soul-wise. This is from my favourite poet of the moment, Wendell Berry, and it's called The Peace of Wild Things. When despair for the world grows in me, and I wake in the night at the least sound, in fear of what my life and my children's lives may be, I go and lie down where the wood drake rests in his beauty on the water and the great heron feeds. I come into the peace of wild things, who do not tax their lives with forethought of grief. I come into the presence of still water, and I feel above me the day-blind stars waiting with their light. For a time, I rest in the grace of the world and am free. Speak to you soon.